Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikunj Jain from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sagar. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call of Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited. To discuss this quarter's business performance, we have from the management Mr. Ashlesh Parekh, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Indrajit Bhattacharya, Chief Financial Officer. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainty. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to management for their opening comments, and then we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to welcome you all to the first earnings call of Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited to discuss our performance on Q2 and obviously H1 FY24. I would like to extend my gratitude to everybody who has taken the time to attend this call. I would also like to thank every one of you for such an overwhelming response to our IPO. Your trust and belief in Gandhar has been instrumental in making this endeavor a resounding success. I have along with me Mr. Indrajit Bhattacharya, who is our CFO, to address the queries. Before I start with the business update, I would like to take this opportunity to formally introduce to the company all the participants here. The company was incorporated as Gandhar Oil Refinery India Private Limited in the year 1992. Subsequently, the company had become a public limited company in August 2005, and the name was changed to Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited. We are one of the leading manufacturers of white oil in India and one of the top five players globally, having a specific focus on the consumer and the healthcare industry. Our product suite comprises over 440 products, which are manufactured across our personal care healthcare division, that is the PHPO division, the lubricants division, and the PIO, that is the process and the insulating oil division, which all the products are falling under our brand name DVOL. We boast a distinguished clientele of more than 3,500 customers spread across 100+ countries. Our products serve as key ingredients for top Indian and international companies used in the production of final goods across various sectors such as consumer, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, automotive, industrial, tire, and rubber industries. In the specialty oil sector, the white oil market is experiencing a fastest growth, and in the fiscal year 2023, we are one of the largest white oil manufacturers by revenue, encompassing both domestic and overseas sales. On the operational front, currently, we operate three state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities strategically located to meet the demands of both our Indian and global operations. Two of our plants are located in Western India, while the third plant stands proudly in Sharjah, UAE. The combined expense of this facility spans an impressive 128,454 square meters. Our Silvassa plant is dedicated to production of specialty oils and lubricants, while our Taloja facility is primarily focusing on the PHPO product, which is a personal care healthcare performance oil product, including key products like white oils, petroleum jellies, specialized waxes. The Taloja facility is primarily for the key marquee FMCG customers and overseas sales. Lastly, our UAE plant is instrumental in crafting specialty oils for Africa, GCC, and the Middle Eastern region. In our commitments to the continual growth, we are in the process of expanding our production capacity at our Taloja facility by 100,000 KL. 25,000 KL is already on stream, and the balance 75,000 KL we expect to be on stream by the end of this fiscal. In terms of the market outlook, we maintain a high level of confidence in India's growth trajectory despite potential challenges such as fluctuation in the raw material pricing, the crude oil pricing, demand moderation, inflation acting as a transient setback. We firmly believe that the prospect of double-digit growth endures us in the long run. In conclusion, we hold a positive outlook for the rest of the year, and our confidence is grounded in the belief that our strategies, which center on expanding our customer base, emphasizing high-margin segments, and our dedication to research and development, position us favorably to achieve the robust operational and financial performance in the forthcoming years. With this, now I hand over this call to Mr. Indrajit to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashlesh Bhai. Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. I will take you through the financial performance of the company for the period ended on 30th September 2023. In the quarter gone by, our consolidated revenue from operations stood at 10,010 million as compared to 10,704 million in the previous quarter. Our half-yearly consolidated revenue stood at ₹20,714 million. Our total overseas sales for Q2 FY22 stood at 4,896.3 million, comprising 48.9% of the overall sales as compared. Total overseas sales for Q1 24 stood at 6,905 million and 11,801 million in H1 24, comprising 64.6% and 57% respectively of overall sales. Our consolidated EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹1,059 million as compared to ₹841 million in the previous quarter. Our half-yearly EBITDA stood at ₹1,600 million. EBITDA margin for the quarter is 7.6% as compared to 7.9% in the previous quarter and 7.7% in H1 FY24. Our consolidated profit after tax for the quarter stood at ₹481 million. As compared to ₹542 million in the previous quarter. Our half-yearly profit after tax stood at ₹1023 million. The PAT margin for the quarter is 4.8% as compared to 5% in the previous quarter and 4.9% in H1 FY24. The manufacturing gross margin spread for the quarter stood at ₹10,060 million as compared to ₹10,837 million in Q1 FY24 and ₹10,438 million in H1 FY24. Thank you all. That is all from my side, and now we can open the floor for your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rushabh Shah from O3WAM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Am I audible?
Yeah.
I had a few questions. So what is the term of contract with your customers you have? Let's say the term of 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. What is the term of contract you have with your customers?
So you want to give all your questions together or you want me to answer one by one?
No, sir. One by one is fine.
Good. So with few of our customers, we have a long-term contracts for a year.
Okay. Few of them you have a long-term contract, and with few you have a short-term. Like, what is the time period?
The business model is divided into our sales are divided into two kind of models. You know, one is the long-term contracts that we have with few of our customers, and balance is the spot sales. Now, in long-term contracts, you know, our prices are, you know, based on raw material pricing. We have a price pass-through contracts with our customers. And for the spot customers, we have a price list that is generated to our marketing team every 15 days, taking into account the movement in the raw material pricing, taking into account, you know, the fluctuations of the dollar rupee movement as well.
Okay, so when you decide to go for a long-term contract, how do you manage the price fluctuations?
As I told you, we have a price pass-through contract. So this contract typically has, you know, a part of the contract built up as a raw material pricing. So there is an index which is publicly available called ICIS, where the raw material pricing, you know, forms a part of the contract. So the price increment or decrement can be passed on to the customers accordingly.
Okay, so if you could just expand a bit on what the risk management policy of your company. Like, you hedge it through derivatives or on the what front, sir?
No, so for the dollar rupee, we enter into the plain forward contracts, you know, with our banks. And if you see the four risks that we have in the company, we perceive the risk, you know, one is hello?
Yes, sir, I'm on.
Risk that we perceive in the company, one is the forex risk, wherein, you know, we more than 55% of the total revenue is, you know, overseas sales, which contributes as a natural hedge to the company. The second risk, you know, is the customer concentration. But if you see, we have more than 3,500 set of customers, and the top 5 or top 10 or top 20 customers will not contribute to more than 15% to 18% of the total revenue of the company. So, you know, the liquidity risk, you know, is the credit risk is, you know, is spread across so many customers. So we don't perceive it as specifically a risk. And the third one is the commodity price risk. As I informed to you, you know, with thanks to the contracts that we have with our customers, you know, we are in a position to pass on, you know, the increment or decrement of our raw material pricing to our customers.
Okay. Okay. So our next question was, what is the advantage of the Indian companies like Gandhar, Panama, Savita, Apar? What advantage do they have in this industry? And what competition are you facing from China?
See, if you see, till date we have not faced any such competition from China. Now, if you see the white oil market, you know, is not more than $0.43 billion, you know. So the market is, you know, too small, you know, for Chinese to think of entering into the business. But having said that, you know, with the quality of customers that we have, with the approvals that are required, you know, for entering into key marquee names of the FMCG industry, you know, the empanelment time is nothing less than 4 to 5 years, you know, for getting empaneled by a marquee customer. So the process itself is so huge, you know, that, you end up, you know, giving your time, and that too, you know, with no clarity that, you know, end of the day, they would definitely buy from you or no.
Okay. But that would be the China part. Then what advantage do Indian companies have? Like there are 3 or 4 companies, Apar, Savita, Panama, Gandhar. So what advantage do you all have in the industry?
See, I would be focused on Gandhar. See, Gandhar, we are the largest manufacturers of the white oil and market leaders in India and one of the top 5 players globally. Our focus, you know, unlike other companies, is purely on the personal care healthcare division, you know, which contributes to more than 56% of the total revenue of the company.
Yes.
Having said that, the second point is our overseas sale has contributed to more than 57% of the total revenue of the company. So the company is purely focused on the personal care healthcare division and also focused on, you know, expanding wallet share with its customer, empaneling new customers and growth with existing customers.
Okay. 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 So my last question is, why is it that Gandhar is focused so much on the white oil industry when there are already other players and not focused less on some other industry like the ink industry? So why? What do you think would change in the white oil industry so you have entered this industry?
See, as per the CRISIL report, white oil industry is expected to grow at a double-digit CAGR in next 5 years, you know. So obviously there is enough room for expansion in this industry. Second thing, with the marquee customers that we have, you know, we are empaneled with, you know, few of our customers globally as well. And that too with some customers, you know, we are just approved for 1 or 2 regions. So, you know, there is enough room for further expansion itself in this industry. And with the approvals that we have, with the quality of customers that we have, and with the quality quality continuity or the quality assurance that we give to our customers, customers are happily increasing our wallet share, you know, year on year.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my question, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants may press star and 1 to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Pranay from JNJ Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Since this is the first call, if you can just explain us, like, our company in FY21 was broadly, the sales were in the range of about 2,000 crores. From 21 to 23, it's gone to 4,000 crores. Whereas the gross margins have gone down from 18% to, say, 13%. And working capital days have increased from 19 to 31 days. So if you can just explain us what has happened in between these 2 years, have you ventured into products which were lower margin products? If you can just throw some light, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, so see, FY21 was the corona year. That is the year in which we were the only plant which was open. I mean, we could open the plant within 15 days of the lockdown. Everyone else was closed. So that was the period when we could command those margins which were there, both in terms of gross margin and EBITDA. Subsequently, when it opened up, this advantage was not available. That's why we came back to the normal levels. So FY21 can be considered as above normal, beyond the normal year for us.
So what are the sustainable margin, gross profit margin that we can see as a company going forward?
Gross margins going forward, I can't tell you, but what you see around 13%-14%, that are the gross margins that we are living with right now. Endeavor is to improve it, but as of now, we are 13%-14% is the gross margins which we are living with right now.
Okay, sir. I'll come back. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniruddha Jain from HU. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. First of all, congratulations on successful IPO. So I have two broad questions. One is on the growth aspect. So can you indicate how we will grow in the next five to six years down the line? And the second is we have extremely good repeated contracts. So can you please brief us on what makes client to stick with us?
Can you just repeat the second part of the question? It was not clear. I mean, maybe the line was not clear, but.
Mr. Aniruddha, sorry to interrupt. If you are using the speaker mode, may we request you to use the handset mode to ask a question, please?
Yeah, sure. So my second question is we have a good repeated client orders. So just wanted to understand what makes clients to stick with us.
Okay. So, okay, I'd like to answer this in two parts. One is the growth trajectory. Obviously, see, if you go back to the even history of Gandhar, Gandhar has given a good growth of CAGR of more than 15% in the last 2 years. And over, I think, more than one second, I'll just give you the exact number. Yeah. So if you see the. So yeah, so Gandhar has witnessed a strong growth over the past three financial years of more than 40% in the last 3 years. Coming back to the future prospects, we anticipate to have a volume growth of at least more than 10% in the future years. We are also endeavoring to increase our production capacity in our Taloja facility, specifically for the personal care healthcare division, where we anticipate the growth for the business would be coming from. Coming back to the clientele, why they would like to want to come from repeat orders is, see, one is the quality. Second thing is consistent in the quality and increasing the wallet share. Because if you see the products that are being given by Gandhar to these customers are used in brands. So as a brand owner, a multi-billion dollar brand, the companies would not want to change its vendor frequently. So all these multinational companies would like to prefer to stick to a couple of manufacturers to ensure stability in supply and consistency in quality. Having said that, the focus for Gandhar and the strategies that Gandhar would be focused on four key criteria, basically growth with existing customers. So today, with few customers, we are only approved in Indian facilities. We are endeavoring our best to get the products approved globally. So that is one part of the reason. With few of the products, with few of the customers, we have also manufactured new products, and some of the commercial supplies have already started to these customers. So that is how we want to increase our wallet share with the existing customers, grow with the customers, and also focus on acquiring new customers.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of CA Nihar Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Just a small question on seasonality of our business. As I'm new to this industry, can you just guide me through the seasonality? Is there any seasonality in our business?
So if you see the quarter-on-quarter, if you see the revenues or growth are quite similar across the quarters. But specifically, if you see historically, some quarters are better performing quarters. So we anticipate Q3, Q4 to be a better performing quarter at Gandhar. But if you see on the revenue front or on the sales front, the quarter-on-quarter performance are almost similar. So there is no such acute seasonality in the business.
Okay, okay. And we have been growing in last 3 years at CAGR of around 40%. So do we see that going ahead in a similar range, or can it be lower, higher, something around that?
See, as discussed, we would like to clearly focus on personal care healthcare division. The strategies are very clear, within the company as to how we want to grow in terms of, expanding the wallet share with the customers, grow with the customers, and, expanding across geographies. So, we would like to focus on our strategy, and obviously growth will be a function of how well we implement our strategies, how closely we work with our existing customers and empanel new customers.
Okay. So you won't be giving any guidance, like any double-digit growth. I guess you have said that in our commentary in the beginning.
See, the idea, yeah, see, the idea is, to grow. The endeavor of the company is obviously, to generate growth and generate value for our shareholders as well, But having said, it will be difficult for me to give you a specific guidance on, the exact number that you are expecting from us. It will be difficult for me to give you a pure forward-looking guidance. But yes, we would like to focus on strategies and, and would like to grow as we have grown in the past.
Okay. And one small, I know you won't be giving number, but can you give a ballpark number for, let's say, where we see the top line after 3 years from now? A ballpark figure.
See, top. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. Top line is a function of the raw material pricing as well. But if you go to the history, if you go back to the history at Gandhar, we have generated, stupendous growth in terms of revenue as well as volumes as well. So we would like to focus on, increasing our volumes in the future with our strategies that we have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Poladia from Girik Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a few questions on this Taloja expansion for this 1 lakh kiloliter. So what's the CapEx like?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I wanted to ask you about their Taloja plant expansion of 1 lakh kiloliters. What is the CapEx, capital expenditure on this?
So the CapEx is mostly from internal accruals and a bit of term lending. 1 lakh kiloliter will roughly cost around 6,000 rupees a KL, 6,000 to 7,000 rupees a KL. And is expected to come on stream by the end of this financial year.
So 60-70 crore would be a CapEx for this plant.
Exactly.
And your gross margin is about 10,000 KL.
Per KL.
Yeah, rupees 10,000 per KL.
Yeah. So it's like even on EBITDA basis, so you recover your investment in 1 year. Is that the economics behind the business?
See, the endeavor, we are putting up the capacity, taking care in mind our future growth prospects. So, the idea is, to utilize this capacity over next couple of years. So it's not that, on the first year of setup, we'll be using the full capacity to the brim. Obviously, the capacity utilization will happen across, spread across couple of years.
Absolutely. That I perfectly agree with you. I just wanted to know that at peak, at peak capacity utilization, you recover money in 1 year's time of your investment?
Yeah. So if on a hypothetical basis you're talking, I use the entire 75,000 KL in the first year, yeah, probably 1.5 years will recover it. But the point is, we will not be able to do that. See, just because I have additional capacity of 75,000 KL doesn't mean I'm going to sell one entire 75,000 KL in 1 year. It will take me two and a half, 3 years to utilize, come up to about 80-90% capacity utilization of that 75,000.
And just
okay,
to
add, in a different way, after say year three, to the absolutely unpessimistic side, you will recover your investment in 1 year back. And that will be annual.
See, the idea is, once the capacity is set up, there are, a couple of, points which we need to fix in terms of, getting assured supply from our suppliers, tying up, strategically tying up with our customers, and then increase the capacity, and, then the capacity utilization holds up. So that's how, as Mr. Inderjit informed you, the utilization will not happen in the very first year. It will take a couple of years, to come up to 75-80% of the capacity, which were the newly installed capacities.
Sure, sir. Sir, what's the current capacity of Taloja plant?
About 143,000.
Okay. And do you supply from any other plant for the this personal personal care products and pharmaceuticals, or this is a dedicated plant?
The personal care healthcare industry, it's not a dedicated plant, but majority of supplies happening to this PHP industry is from our Taloja facility.
Taloja plant. Okay. Thanks for answering my questions. I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from the line of Surya Narayanan from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. Thanks for giving opportunity and congratulations for successful IPO. Sir, one question, our margins are lower to competitors, and we tend to believe that when that kind of strategy would be there, then obviously the volumes would have been rising at a good pace, whereas we are going lower than our historical average of on the reported half we have grown around 6.9% volume wise. So what would be the strategy? I mean, is it that now we are new to this industry and perhaps the competitors have been as and they have established their presence and they are enjoying good better margin than us? What is the sense it is coming from, sir?
See, first of all, we at Gandhar would specifically focus on the personal care healthcare division. Unlike other players in the industry, some peers are having a major market share in the other businesses. We are the leaders of white oil in India, and we would like to grow in the personal care healthcare division. Unlike others, we carry a substantially lower inventory. If you see our inventory days, are substantially lower even amongst our peers as well. Just to give you a brief, as of effort. Range of 34 to 35 days. So we are carrying a substantially low amount of products are available to deliver to our customers on time. One point, obviously, the idea or the strategy at Gandhar would be definitely, to
there is a bit of
data increase in terms of, increasing our wallet share with our existing customers.
Your voice is cracking time and again, sir.
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but there is a bit of a disconnection which comes in few seconds from your line, sir.
Now is it clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, to inform you is, the growth trajectory, we have internally set the benchmark as to how we want to grow. Now, having said that, we are definitely increasing our capacity by 100,000 kiloliters in our Taloja plant, specifically for the personal care healthcare division. The strategies of Gandhar, would be, again, to grow with the existing customers, increase wallet share with the existing customers, to develop new customers also. There are still a couple of customers, which are still not, on our customer base at Gandhar. So, the team is, consistently, in discussion with the new customers, so the new business also could come in. And also, the third growth strategy is also to do, to develop new products for its customers. So this is where we would like to focus on our strategies and ensure the volumes of the companies are growing in the near future.
Oh, my sense is that now if we segregate the base oil industry, derivative industry from between the, let's say, industry, auto and others, vis-a-vis the personal care and healthcare. So here what I am understanding is that the competitors who are majorly present in the other aspect of this industry, auto and others, so they are deriving better margin than us. So is it that the healthcare industry is not generating that kind of spread? Because in FY21, the Mr. CFO was telling the spread was 10,000, close to 11,000 in FY21, and we are still at the nearly lower to that. First half we generated around 10,250 per kiloliter spread. So what is the trajectory? I mean, if that is the case, then obviously we should be doing more of the revenue and then the margin. I mean, to get absolute higher EBITDA.
Ayak Sahib, Namaskar, Indrajit here.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay. Now, see, auto lubes is a degrowing market. We don't want to be going in that market. With the coming of the electric vehicles, we don't see auto lubes picking up. Okay. So one of our peers is bigger in the auto lubes. That's why currently they are concentrating totally on auto lubes. Another peer of ours is very high on transformer oils. We are not very keen on getting into transformer oils because transformer oils sucks up my working capital. The payment terms are gets hugely extended. We are also not looking into that part of it. For us, it is a plain vanilla case of we would like to take this PHPO forward and grow in this. Yes, the margins are what they are right now. They will grow as the PHPO part of it increases in our product mix.
And just to add one more thing, see, there is a consistency in the gross margins that the company has been delivering, you know, with the volume growth that we have done and with the consistency in the gross margins, you know, and with, you know, increasing the wallet share, you know, we will ensure the mix is improving, you know, the quality of customers are improving and also the endeavor is, you know, to also improve the margins in going ahead.
Because the Raj Petro has been taken over by the Brenntag Group and it is a German based company. So is it that not their reach to the MNCs, global MNCs and the FMCG sector is better than us? So that not they are deriving, because that is of course an unlisted company. So just to get from your side, now what is the, I mean, how can we increase the realization spread? During the IPO time, you know, it was, you know, I understand that, you know, we were eyeing around 12,000 rupees per spread, but it is, you know, far below than that. So how you plan to achieve that kind of feat of 12,000 rupees per kiloliter? As of now, it is 10,250. We are not even touching 11,000.
See, first of all, I would like to, you know, stress on our beloved Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign of Make in India. So, you know, being in India, obviously, we would not like to comment on, you know, whether if they are German-based company, they will have an access to MNCs. I don't think that is a correct fact. See, we are also operating with so many multinational customers. We are exporting to 100 plus countries. More than 55% of the total revenue is generated from export business. So I don't think, you know, this is a threat that if it's a German-based company, they have a better access to MNCs. That is not the fact what I would like to accept. Second point, yes, the current gross margins are at 11,000 rupees per kilo approximate, 10,000 to 11,000 rupees per kilo approximate. Now, if you see, we are the latest entrant in this business. The competitors that you just named, you know, are in the business since more than 50 years, 70 years. But even after having said that, we are the leaders of white oil in India. The endeavor is, you know, to grow in the personal care healthcare division. We have seen few of our customers who are still not empaneled with us. We are, you know, striving hard to increase our wallet share with the customers. And with the strategies that we have, you know, we have devised, you know, for the future growth part, we should be in a position, you know, to improve our gross margins in the near future.
So your Sharjah facility is around 45. Sir,
sorry.
Just last question, sir. Last question.
Mr. Nazir, there are several other participants waiting for their turn. So in case if you have any follow-up question.
Only, sir. Only last question.
Rejoin the question, sir. There are several.
Okay.
You, Mr. Nazir, you can continue. It's fine.
Okay. So this the Sharjah facility is the highest. I mean, there is a 45% EPO capacity there. So it was known from the RHC that now it was underutilized compared to the Indian units. So and also during our interaction during the IPO times, you know, it was mentioned that three leading market names were actually currently in the process of onboarding. So that process is still pending. So what is the current capacity utilization of Sharjah, Silvassa and Taloja? So if you can give, and what is the year ending capacity utilization you are estimating?
So the Indian plants are 95% plus capacity utilization. That is why there is need for capex in the Indian plants, and that is why the capacity enhancement is happening in India. The Sharjah plant is currently around 65 to 68% capacity utilization. Yes, the accreditation process of with the marquee buyers over there is still going on. We expect them to be shortly completed, and we expect the capacity utilization to go higher by next year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nayak.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, good morning, and to the entire team, thanks for the, congratulations for the successful IPO. So, sir, a couple of questions from my side. First is on our segmental contribution. So if you can just share some, how has been the revenue contribution in the first half coming from the PHPU, and has it improved over the last year, FY23?
Yeah, what is your second question?
Sir, I'll come back on you. Just looking for this answer for this first question.
So, Rohan, it has stayed in that usual 53% to 55%. It has not gone up or come down. So, I can tell you on a sale of 1,000 crores in Q2, okay, 521 is PHPU. So it's at 52%.
And more than 75%, 72% is coming from the consumer and the healthcare sector.
More than 70%, you said?
Yeah.
That is in first half?
Yes.
That is in Q2.
Q2. Okay. Yeah. Sir, this, I believe that H1 also, entire first half will be roughly 70% plus coming from the PHPO?
No. PHPO is 50% odd. See, 1073 crores out of 20713 crores. 20713 crores. So 52% is PHPO. Out of that PHPO, 70% is coming from these two segments.
Okay. Got it. Sir, second is there, just wanted to understand, is there any seasonality in our working capital? Because in Q1 versus Q2, our debtor days has gone up sharply. Just wanted to understand, is this a seasonality something, because it was, 53 days in Q1 and then 67 days has gone to Q2, while FY23 was just 45 days. So there has been 50% increase is there in a debtor days. So any seasonality or any particular reason for that?
No, it has not gone up to 60 days at all. So Rohan, can you repeat the number of days that you had said?
Sir, I am referring to the company's presentation on Q2 FY24. Data days is 67 days. Inventory is 43 days.
Yeah. So first and foremost, Rohan, these are a reflection of what it is as at the end of the quarter. End of the quarter, end of the H1. Okay. It is not a reflection of the entire, of the working capital days for the entire year. We expect this to come down to, in the total net working capital days, to come down around the 45 days by the end of the year.
Okay, 45 days, which is normal. So in first half, which has gone up, in both inventories as well as debtor days compared to FY23, by year end, it will be normalizing to the FY23 level. That's what you're saying.
That's the endeavor.
Okay. Sir, on terms of gross margin, so we had been maintaining it, first quarter was roughly 10,400 and Q2 is roughly 10,060. Almost not much different. Yeah. Do we see that with the pickup in utilization level, you mentioned that Sharjah facility is still at 65 to 70%. However, India business is at 95% almost. So do we see that with the pickup in utilization level at Sharjah, is gross margins are likely to improve over next 1 year? How do we see that the margin profile of the company will pan out?
So, we the general endeavor is to increase the PHPO part of it. As the PHPO increases, the gross margins will increase across the board, taking all the facilities taken together.
Yeah, but the matter of fact is that our PHPO is still holding on close to at 62%, and the ratio has yet not changed significantly.
So it has to grow. The PHPO segment will grow as the capacity utilization of the Sharjah plant picks up. And value addition, see, there will be value added products which will add to the gross margins also. So basically, product mix, value addition, and increased capacity utilization of Sharjah.
Sir, any indication which you will be comfortable giving in share of PHPO over next 2 years in total revenues?
Difficult giving that forward-looking statement right now, but the endeavor is to grow PHPO all the way.
That's it my side, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of A. Suresh Babu from Consultant Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I'm Suresh Babu, independent research analyst from Chennai. The question what I would like to ask, I'm very happy to see your figures of oversubscription 66 times when you need of money 500 crores. You got a 30,000 crores within 3 days. It's a very fantastic, and congratulations to management and staff and other independent directors and directors. My one small question here is to all, anyone can answer. In your investor presentation, you mentioned overseas sales contribution for FY23, 53%. Based on this, is it possible for you to give me approximate figure what will be the overseas sales for FY24?
So as our sales picks up across geographies, the overseas sales will pick up. It is also our endeavor to spread into other continents. It will definitely be in the range of, it will be in excess of 50%. This much I can assure you right now. Difficult giving any more detailed figures for the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritam from Wealthy Wire. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Audible?
Yeah.
Sir, so just had one question. So as you are saying that we expect a double-digit growth, so is it only coming from PHPO, or there will be a double-digit growth for all three segments? Because in the earlier call, you had mentioned that your transformation is actually affecting your working capital, and there is a degrowth in auto loans.
Where did you say is the degrowth, where did you say you saw the degrowth in the auto loans?
See, in previous call, I suppose, like you have mentioned that in auto lubricant, there is not significant growth.
No. So that's a degrowing market I mentioned. I didn't say there's a degrowth there. In fact, in volume terms, it has gone up a bit. There is a growth in the auto loops.
See, just to add what Mr. Inderjit is trying to tell, we would like to focus on the PHPO business, which is the personal care healthcare division. The other two businesses, you know, completes the total basket offering, you know, for our customers.
Okay. Fine, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. In the interest of time, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nikunj Jain for closing comments.
I would like to thank the management for taking the time out for this conference call today, and also thanks to all the participants. If you have any queries, please feel free to contact us. We are Orient Capital Investor Relations Advisors to Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
How many?
Thank you. On behalf of Gandhar Oil Refinery India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.